The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. Glad you could be with us. When I say us, that means I am not alone. I have my crew with me today. My crew consists of the Doctor.
What's up, folks? Y'all ready? Let's do it.
So at this time, I would like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your heart. And all hail the queen.
Hello, hola, welcome. Thank you for listening, thank you for sharing, and we appreciate it.
All right, so you are getting a MASH unit version of IDS today, as the queen is not 100%, and I am not 100%, and well, Doc's... No doctor's ever really 100%. But you're going to get what Doc gives you.
There you go. That's it, and that's that.
But yes, that, this is our commitment to you. This is what we do. We're here, ready to beat another one out. Pause. How was your weekend? How was your week? How's it been since the last time we've seen each other?
Everything has been cool, man. Copacetic. You know. The weather's been great. Little bit of buddy news. Buddy got a bath today and a haircut. You know, I know it's been a while since I gave some buddy news. But my man's looking good. He's looking dapper. I think this probably the last cut of the winter.
What?
The summer cut. Yeah. Huh?
You said the last what? Bath.
The last cut.
Oh.
I didn't say bath. I said cut.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He's looking real smooth and everything. So the girls are happy. You know. They're picking him up now. You know, when he all scrungy looking and puffy, they, buddy, get away from me. Buddy, get away. Now they all, oh, come here, buddy. And putting them on the bed and in the chairs and on their laps and just picking them up. I was like, well, okay. What's the day? Monday? What? Okay, at least about a weekend. About a weekend, that'd be kicking them again.
Dang.
But, nah. Yeah, I was exaggerating a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. You know, Kayla. Buddy, get out! That type of thing. But other than that, everything is okay.
That's dope.
No doubt.
Same old. You know. Chilling. What'd I do? Friday. I don't think I did anything Friday. Saturday, went over to my friend's house. Saturday took me out, so Sunday, nothing. And I'm here.
All
right. I'ma give all I got.
There you go. So you can't give no more.
No more.
Nice. My week was pretty all right. It went pretty good. I'm glad to see that Deeps is gives an absolute fuck about me and my weight loss challenge. So thank you for all of your non-messages of hope and inspiration. But since you don't want to hear about it, I'll tell you anyway. I've been working diligently, and I've been monitoring my food intake and my caloric intake and carbs and all that good stuff. I've been on it, people. Been working hard.
That's what's up.
All right.
No doubt. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. For the vast majority of us insane people, it's football season, y'all.
Oh, man.
Football season's officially begun. And, you know, this first week of football should let you know what kind of year it's going to be. It's going to be a crazy year because the Patriots, they jump in and just get their hind parts handed to them. Like, I was like, wow, is that the Patriots? The ones that everybody said that all they did was retool and nobody's going to be able to keep up with them. And this is going to be a 16-0 season. And they get one out the gate. And then you figure, I mean, now, the Queen, if you're keeping count, we've had, what, 4 hurricanes so far? We had 3 back-to-back and then the one that hit Texas, Houston, right?
Texas, Mexico,
I don't know if
Florida.
They all, yeah. I don't know if they all made landfall, but.
Texas, yeah. Houston, I'm sorry, Texas, Mexico, and now Florida.
Right. So we had these devastating hurricanes. We've had the earthquake.
In Mexico.
Mm-hmm. We had a total solar eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots lost an opener.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The fucking Eagles beat the Redskins.
Oh, there you go. There you
Shit
go.
Is really uh-huh. fucking topsy turvy.
There you go. Global warming and all that.
This is nuts.
Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do?
Absolute nuts. So hey, what you gonna do?
What are you gonna do? I mean, so we gonna put all those things in the same category as the game? That's what we doing?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Things that don't happen but once every decade.
Every year.
Every century.
Okay.
Rarities.
Yeah.
Okay.
I must concur.
All right.
So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do? It's a tough game.
It sure was. It sure was.
So, can I ask you for? I mean, I don't know how y'all feel about this. We didn't have a pre-conference about it, but you know, a lot of people are boycotting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
enjoy your boycott.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
So, I'm just curious. Clearly, I mean, you don't care, but. But
no,
I care. I mean, I'm curious.
I'm just not going to boycott.
Okay.
But B, okay. Now, yesterday was the first season game, right? At home. Okay. I was in the liquor store. You know, I was getting candy and.
Sure. Some chips.
And some soda and mm-hmm. things that I usually get. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had to be around 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 3 people. In the liquor store.
Wow.
Okay, now, Palmer's Liquor Store, Brian, you know. On game day, the parking lot is usually full. The store is usually full. I mean, there's the line, you know, from the street into the liquor store parking lot and all that kind of stuff like that. You couldn't even tell it was a home game.
Wow.
That's the first time I've ever experienced that. You know. Jeez.
I wonder what the stadium looked like.
Stadium was pretty nice.
Yeah, it was. It must have got the liquor somewhere else.
It was nice. It was a good look. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what sucks about being in the nation's capital? It's such a transient area.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to deal with so much corporate bullshit at the stadiums. You know, people that aren't really fans of the team. Like, you know, I did a little mini tailgate yesterday. It was just a dude with a flag, like 20 feet flagpole, saying Bears country. What the fuck? What? Bears not even playing. What are you? Right. What?
That's weird.
And, you know, and I just sat there and I'm watching Miami Dolphins jerseys. I'm watching Minnesota. I'm like, do you know y'all motherfucking teams ain't playing here today? And it just, you know, I had a conversation with two people. One, I heard one person talk about, you know, we got to stop letting so many of the opponents' fans in the stadium. It's gonna be hard to do here.
How would you do that anyway?
Yeah, how about that?
There are ways to limit it, but you're not gonna stop it. But the problem is, my whole solution. First of all, I said, let them all in this motherfucker. Just beat them. And they'll be nice and quiet. You keep beating them, they're going to not keep wasting their money to come here.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody going to keep spending $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 to come see the team get beat.
Right.
So beat them and shut them. Just shut them. That'll fix most things.
It'll make you football-wise beat them or yeah. As fans beat them?
No, football.
Oh, okay. Automatically went to fans.
Put a better product on the floor. Actually, I have a friend that works at the stadium. There was 26 arrests yesterday for fighting.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But, I mean, that's that part of it. Just being in the hub of the transient world. Oh, United States, I should say. Maybe. But the other part about it is this. And you know, the DMV is our second largest market. So I hope those that are listening can spread the word. The one thing that I've hated about living in DC my whole life, DC people are blind sheep. Y'all just do what the next motherfucker do. Mm-hmm. What the next motherfucker. You don't step out and just forge your own path. All you do is copycat what you...
I don't think that's, like, just the DMV. I think that's humans, period.
I understand that.
I mean, that's how we got all this trash music.
I understand that to a degree. But DC particularly has a sort of niche for keeping in a certain bounds and not going outside. You know what I mean? And it wasn't until, if you think back to your Howard days, DC didn't, and this is coming from market reports for me working in various places that I worked and stuff like that, the people that tried to market to the DC consumer. DC didn't embrace colors until mid late 90s. Everything in DC had to be gray, blue, white, or black.
I can't say I can really speak to that, but
now the only thing that I would say is off the beaten path of that was Madness, because that was the splash of colors, blah blah blah. But that was it. That was within that niche. Anything that they wanted fashion-wise, DC was so timid to step out there and do their own thing.
Right. Again, I can't really say I can agree, but I would say because it's a conservative town, you know, we got like, you know, the Hill here, and, you know, so that brings in a lot of people from the outside. So I can see, you know, what you're talking about, the transient people. But I think that's probably why a lot of people dress and probably still do dress conservatively with, you know, the grays and the blacks and maybe with a little splash of a red tie or something like that because of, you know, our city and what.
And that's not even the crowd that I'm speaking about. I'm not even talking about. I'm talking about the.
I mean, I understand
the fashion that.
Yeah,
the,
I understand what
that
you're
the
saying.
Kids were wearing.
I understand what you're saying, but I mean, I still do think that influences, you know, a city. You know what I mean?
I mean, I can dig it.
Because if you go to, like, a town where there's, like, coal miners and shit, you know, they're not going to be wearing, like, red bottoms.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
White tees.
You know, I mean, they're going to be wearing stuff that's, like, what is it, Carhartt? And,
right.
Like,
right.
You know, and, like, Tim's and boots. Right. And, you know, and things like that. So
I'm speaking from the numbers that I saw and worked with. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking towards the hip-hop fashion, the that culture.
Mm-hmm.
Specific, you know, and it was impossible for companies to really market for DC because it took a brave soul. Somebody had to jump out there with it so they could start the trend. It was like nobody would march to the beat of their own drum. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you know, I tried to. Anyone that was brave souled enough to stop and have a conversation with me, I was asking, you know what, you know, what first of all, what part of Pennsylvania did they come from? You know, people were lying because you know I had a Philadelphia aficionado with me.
Oh, okay.
That is such a part of it? No. What high school did you go to? No, doesn't exist. Sorry, you know what I mean. So you gonna jump out here with a lie? Why don't you just say what it is? Say you made a choice. Say you jumped out there and you wanted to be a Philadelphia fan. There was one dude that actually gave me a decent story that I could digest. Not that I'm the end all be all, but he was telling me he was from, I think it was Arkansas. And I asked him, you know, why Philadelphia? And he said, in where he came up, the Bloods and Crips were very predominant. So reds and blues, like you just had to be careful with the colors you wore.
Mm.
So he said, green was a safe color for me. And he said, that plus his high school mascot were the Eagles, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know what? God bless you. Do what you do. You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's like just kind of looking at the people there yesterday, man. Mm-hmm. It was like really like, I don't know. It just, it seems so fake.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It really seems so fake. I mean, for me, I can tell the real Philly people that came from and was there, and you know what I'm saying? Like, we were sitting in the parking lot looking at different people's groups, and I'd be like, them over there, go look at their tags. Walk over there, show enough, press my tag. You can see their people. You can see their passion.
Right.
Versus the fly-by-nights, the choosers, the eeny, meeny, miny, mo. It's time to pick a football team, so let's go.
Right.
I don't know. I'm going with that for days, but anyway, football's back.
Okay.
So we'll have a lot of fun with that. Shout out K Martin. Congratulations, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good win.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The sip break time in.
Yeah, man. The voice was going. Voice was starting to crack. So I had to.
What do you think about our boy Kurt, man?
Kurt played like shit yesterday.
He did, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be all right.
Kurt, he's going to get better. He's going to.
Yeah.
Not worried.
Yeah.
I'm not hitting the panic button. This is what our skins do. We'll be sharp by week three, week four.
Okay. That ain't too late, though.
Yeah, it is for us this year.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, next week is an intricate game. The week after that, we're playing the Raiders. Some niggas ain't joking. You know, and as bad as we're playing what looked like an easy game with the 49ers, that ain't gonna be no easy game. You know, we're playing against two of our last two offensive coordinators. Yeah, they want to beat us bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
Hey, big ups to motherfucking Ryan Kerrigan. My man held his own yesterday. I don't care what nobody says. Goddamn, that boy, I'm going to buy a number 91 jersey as soon as I get some money. I'm going to buy one. I'm going to put it on layaway, and I'm going to get it out next year. All right. Ryan Kerrigan, do your thing, boy. God damn it. We need more players like him.
Yeah. Ryan is one of the bright spots. Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's playing early this year, because last year, he left a lot on the table. But anyway,
him did good yesterday.
How about that?
Yeah. Mr. Diddy.
Let's get the show started.
Let's roll.
Do it. All
right. Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
All right, this is going to be a short diagnosis. And the reason why is Brian is being pretty much covered. All the stuff that I had, but I got a couple more stories. So let me see. First of all, today is the 16th anniversary of 911. Y'all remember what y'all was doing?
Absolutely.
Okay, you want to share that with the people, or just keep let me keep on talking?
Are you? I don't know where you.
Do you want to share that with the people? Brian, well, I can remember. I know where I was working. I know what
we
I
actually
was,
just talked about that like 2 months ago.
Huh?
We actually just talked about that 2 months ago.
Oh, okay,
you know he don't remember.
All right, okay, yeah, this is gonna be a real short diagnosis.
Remember, we was talking about, was it too soon to make the 9/11 movie?
Okay. All right.
You don't remember.
And prayers goes out to the hurricane victims and everything. We already covered that shit. Let me see. We already covered the Redskins. Hey! All right. Look. Check this out. And I don't know if
the
y'all
Redskins heard was in the diagnosis?
Hmm?
The Redskins was in the diagnosis?
Yeah. It was in my diagnosis.
Oh. Okay.
We didn't go over that in the meeting? Hey, y'all. Check this out. It's this dude named Eric Chase Bowling Jr. Okay, now he died. Okay, now this is after that he heard the news that his father, who was on Fox News, okay, his father was fired from Fox News from sending out these text messages and all this stuff. And he was sending out this to these female colleagues of his, you know, photos of his genitalia, and this is just, you know, I don't know how true this stuff is, but apparently Shawty, who was only 19 years old, Junior, you know, what I say, Eric Chase Bowling Jr., who was only 19 years old, he died a couple of days ago, like after I said, after hearing his father, you know, was fired from Fox News, and he was, I think he was narrating or some kind of co-producer of the show on Fox called, what was the name of it? The Specialist. Okay, he co-hosted The Specialist for like a decade or so. But anyway, yeah, Shawty heard that his father was fired, and they saying he took his own life because, you know, his father got fired, but I don't think that's what happened. I think Shawty probably was just into some old other bullshit at the time, but we'll see. Let's see. I just thought that was kind of interesting. But something came on TMZ not too long ago, a few minutes ago, saying that the cause of his death is still unknown. I don't know how that is. But
they haven't finished the autopsy yet. That's why.
No, they finished the autopsy. They still haven't.
It can't be unknown if they didn't. So
Wait a minute, what?
Okay.
Were you watching the same time episode of TMZ I was? Don't be mad because I'm asking you questions about your damn story.
I don't know. Damn it, man.
Okay, well, just say you don't know. God, shit.
Damn it.
Keep it moving.
Stop asking questions.
I don't know.
If I don't give you an answer, I don't have to ask.
God damn it, man.
Shit. God. Yeah, right. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Moving on. Tory Lanez. All right, apparently my man was in Canada doing some shopping. Okay, he went to this upscale store called Holtz Renfrew. Okay, now apparently he went into the jump, man, and the people wasn't paying him no attention. You know, him and his little entourage, I don't know how many of them it was. But he was like, you know, we can't get no help. You know, they was looking at him like, you know, this dude ain't really gonna buy nothing. So I guess they just walked away or whatever, whatever. But apparently, you know, the salesman that didn't want to help Tory, I guess apparently he went to another salesperson and he bought $35,000 worth of merchandise.
Well, walked your ass out of there.
Who you know what?
Who is that? I don't even know who this person is.
Tory Lanez.
Mm-hmm.
When he came out, about 3 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh,
he
had
he?
A joint. A rapper.
Oh, okay. That's what I was asking. I said I don't Damn know it. Who he is.
Oh man, I can't think of his song right now. I can't think of his song. But it was a nice little joint though. But anyway, yeah. And Charlotte was like, all right, you don't want to help me? He went to the other, you know, the other salesperson. Or I don't know whether he went to the other salesperson or the other salesperson came to him. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
He should have did a Pretty Woman and put all the shit on the counter and would have been like, if you would have helped me, this what you would have got. $35,000 worth of shit.
Everybody.
But because you
would
ain't helped
that.
Me. I'm taking my business somewhere else.
Right, right. That's exactly what everybody was saying. They had like a lot of Facebook posts. Like two or three of them said that he should have did a Pretty Woman too. Mm-hmm. But he should. And if anything, I wouldn't have spent my money in that store. I don't give a fuck who else came to help me. You know. But I don't, then again, I don't know if it was something I really wanted that was in there. And I was,
like where, whatever it was, it had to be a one of a kind. Like you can't go no other store. Like I would have done
high,
it.
They say it was a high end joint,
but
so.
That doesn't mean you can't find that item somewhere else. Like I would have went, bought it somewhere else. And I would have tagged him that post. Like this, what the hell I would have bought in your store if you would have helped me. But mm-hmm. because, you know, you didn't think I was worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Loss of sale for you.
There you go. Come back with your boys, or all your boys got about 1,000 bags in their hands. Say, hey, see what y'all fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I thought y'all might want to hear that. Anyway, that concludes my diagnosis.
Damn.
I think it was gonna be short. I mean,
you
I
were. You
I
never lied.
Hey, there you go. There you go. You all right over there, bye bye.
Well,
can you reread last week's diagnosis?
I said reread, huh? It should be somewhere over here.
I was gonna say it's probably in that corner
or the trash can,
right? Probably in there somewhere. Jeez Louise. Okay, well,
I told y'all covered all my shit, man.
What did we cover?
Covered the hurricane, you covered the Redskins, you covered all the shit.
So how was everybody's weekend?
Oh, mine was okay. I didn't do anything on Friday.
Me either.
I'm like, you didn't even start that, right?
I gave Buddy a bath and cut his hair.
Right. Yeah. Hey, y'all. Hey.
Hey. Hey, y'all. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Wait, did you come back? You still press play, right? You can hear me? Okay, cool. Thank you for listening. As I always say, thank you for sharing the show. If you have any feedback, 202-750-1437 or indeepshow@yahoo.com. You know, we love to hear your voice, even if you leave us a 30-minute message. Kmart. It's like, let me stop. Thanks for the feedback. You know, we love it. And I wanted to give a quick shout out to some of our new folks that liked our page. Give a shout out to Mr. Payne, Mr. Richardson, and Miss Tony, and Miss Joy. Hola, 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 eh. Welcome. Hope you enjoy. Share the show, please. And thank you.
Something you don't understand about what or how we do, send some feedback. Ask us questions.
Yeah, how about that? If you're like, wait, why was that show so dry last week?
Yeah. The one where I started off letting you know that you were only going to get a percentage of Queen and a percentage of me. And Vox 100 is a percentage of a norm.
There you go.
You motherfucker. Wasn't that a movie? I thought it was a movie. Anyway.
Yeah. All right, so we got a lot.
Yeah, let's do it.
We got a lot of stuff to get into. Let's go with the most recent. The message that I knew was not going to be able to be avoided.
Uh-oh.
What up, Ideas fam? This is your man, K-Mart. What up, Queen? What up, Doc? This message is for my man, Big B. Well, well, well. Week one of the NFL season has came and went, and we already know what happened yesterday between the Eagles and the Skins, so really no point in me really even jumping on your head about that. But, oh, well. Anyway, it was an ugly-ass game regardless between both teams. Hey, both teams made plays. Both defenses made plays. So, hey, hats off to y'all, man. Y'all going to be all right this year. Personally, man, I don't know what's up with Cousins, though. I mean, just for some reason, he just didn't look right at all. I don't know if it's the fact that he's trying to break in that new wide receiver, Terrell Pryor, or is the fact that contract is still on his head. So, oh, man, I can't call him on that one. He just didn't seem right at all. But anyway, I'm not going to really hype this game because, hey, it's just one win, 15 more to go. Shout out to my man, Rude Boy. And my man, 15WA. Fellas, keep repping. But anyway, my question is, to you, B, is, man, how can you did not respond to my FaceTime? I mean, man, you hit me up Sunday morning. We chatted for a little bit. It was all love, man. You were showing me the outside, showing me your crew. Let me talk to your crew and everything like that. But shoot, man, once the game was over, man, I hit you back, man. No response. Man, what's up with that, man? Come on, B, we family, man. You're not supposed to do me like that, but man. And, man, even last year, me, after you guys beat us, man, I came on to your one-man show, and we chatted about it. But it is what it is, man. It's all love. But, oh, yeah, man, I see you've been getting on to my man, Keith. Man, don't get on too bad, man. I mean, hey, I've been knowing that man for years, man. That's all he does, just talks a whole bunch of stuff. So, man, I mean, hey, I call the man crazy, but... It's cool, but anyway, I just wanted to just come in by and just chat a little bit, but I'll catch up with you guys later. Shoot, B, we'll probably have a discussion in next month, actually, because you guys come to our place on October 23rd. I think that's a Monday night, but we'll see what happens, man. I'll catch up with y'all later. Peace out.
Okay, so first, let me thank Kmart for... reaching out and everything.
Can I say something?
To honestly answer your question, and I can let you speak with members of my crew that were with me. Yeah, I got obliterated drunk. This is bottom line, dude. I passed out, and I woke up in my daughter's bed.
Wow.
So yeah, I was very fine. I had a shit ton to drink yesterday. And
what were you drinking?
I meant
to ask you that.
I had somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 12 spiked seltzers.
Okay.
I had 2 double shots of Don Julio. Had a glass of wine.
Damn.
And I had a shot of Douce. And I had a shot of Remy.
Mm. I wish I could see the face.
Right.
First of all, my stomach just churned over a couple times. Mm-hmm. Wine, dog, in the mix of all of that. Wine.
Yeah,
what kind you have?
I don't even know. It was a white wine.
You just like, just I can have that? Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Were you in the what you call it? A suite?
Club level.
Okay.
Club level. Mm-hmm. So I was obliterated.
You should have been.
Dude, I was
you were driving?
Obliterated. You know, so.
No, he Ubered?
No. Like I said, I had the crew with me, so.
Oh, somebody.
Yeah. Took
over. Whoever was the most sober?
The soberest. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, even now, that was a lot for me.
I'm gonna be honest.
The spiked seltzer is 6%?
Yes.
They sold it there, or you just had it
before
you
had two cases in your car.
Okay, great. So you pre partied.
Yeah.
Or post, your tailgate.
Pre and post.
Mm. And y'all probably came back here.
Oh, well,
you just had it
here.
All in the car.
It was over when you got back here.
It was.
Okay.
Only thing my son, look, my son said, you came home. He said, you went up the stairs, you went down the stairs, you went up the stairs, you went down the stairs.
Shit, you were probably tired.
And then you stumbled into Kayla's room.
And it was over.
I woke up about 4:45 in the morning. I didn't know where the hell I was.
Thank goodness she wasn't here.
She's here.
Wait a minute.
So once I realized where I was, I said, well, if I'm in her bed, she must have just went to my bed.
Oh, okay.
So I go to my bed. She wasn't there. So what the hell? So I went in the spare room. I didn't see her in there. So I went downstairs and went to the basement. I'm like, where the fuck did my daughter go? Came back upstairs. She was under a whole bunch of blankets in the spare room.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was the laundry on the sofa. So.
Now that is funny.
It was funny. So, no, sir, I would not have ducked your calls. And there are some people that I would probably not have taken their calls. Because my thing is, you have to earn that right. You know, when you got your L's, I hit you, you answered. So I want to answer for you, too. So, you know, don't look at it as just you. There were a plethora of people that reached out to me that got no response after that game yesterday because I was fried.
Mm-hmm.
As you can hear in my voice that I barely have any left.
So, all right.
All right. So, let's see. Okay. Forward. And upward. Let's see what our next order of business is here. Okay. Hey, you guys remember last week we had show 599. Yeah. We had feedback to show 599.
Okay.
And Dave Shaw, it's your boy BTJ sending in feedback for show 599. What number is it? 599. Sound like a chicken special to me. just sending some feedback in on your show on the 599. Great show. Shit. Where's Doc at? And the Queen. Remember Dammy Gina? I remember her. Bless her heart, precious little soul. Precious little soul. I'm sending some feedback in for show 599. This is your boy BTG. It's your boy BTG.
Was that a drunk dial, or was he high off NyQuil? Or
that was show 599. He's much older.
Oh,
in the future.
Okay. He's old and forgetful.
Yes, that's what happens with age.
Okay. Well, thank goodness I remained the same.
Right.
I still look good, damn it.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. So at this moment, we'll turn the show over to Kmart for our next bit of feedback.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
What's going on, IDS? My bad, I'm a little late. I still made a comment on Facebook, but still, you know, voicemail is better. Happy 300. This probably be, what, 302 by the time y'all play it. I appreciate y'all. Man, how did I find y'all? Man, I don't even remember, man, but, you know, y'all been keeping me moving out here in these streets, you know, since I'm a truck driver, you know. From all the way from being over the road to now I'm a little bit local, but, man, y'all keep my day going. You know, y'all been, you know, keeping too many going. What else? Cyborg or cleavage? I'm about to say, man, you know, Instagram, IG, some of these side boobs, man. Oh, my God. Woo-wee. Man, I'd be like, goodness gracious. But, yeah, as far as the question of the last episode about the kids' discipline, man, you know, I don't know if y'all know, I got a 7-year-old. And I got a 1-year-old, but the 7-year-old, man, preschool, kindergarten, yeah, it was hard, you know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know, man, I don't know if y'all can agree with me or not, but, like, where I'm from back in Africa, we used to get disciplined at school. So, my son, I'd be out working, and they'd be calling me, like, oh, this is back when he was in preschool, by the way. Like, oh, he's misbehaving, we don't know what to do, oh my God. I'm like, you a teacher, an adult, do something. Oh, you're gonna have to come here. I'm like, so y'all want me to get off work, come to the damn school so I can discipline my child. I'm like, oh my God. But, so what I ended up doing, I ended up finding it, and they, you know, they were kind of strict, so they got it in check. But yeah, I kind of, you know, do both, mix of both. You know, I kind of do the pre, you know, discipline, and I do the after. And so far, it's been working, you know what I'm saying? Because right now, he's in second grade. The only problem is, I don't think the other kids' parents discipline them. You know what I'm saying? Now, I don't know what the report cards are, but the other kids, I think, be influencing him into doing bad, because when I pick him up and he did something wrong, he knows, like, oh, my God, dad is going to, you know, be mad. And I'm asking him, like, why did you do bad at school or whatnot? Because the other kids told me to. So I'm like, oh, man, I wish some of these teachers were a little bit, you know what I'm saying, more strict.
Yeah, it was a long message, so it kind of came in two parts. So we'll get to the next part where he finishes by saying.
But yeah, like I was saying, you know, born and raised in the motherland, you know, we used to, you know, the teachers were allowed to discipline us, you know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, in class, we had, you know, if the teacher steps out the room and, you know, there's the noisemakers or the troublemakers, you know, each class had a captain. And the captain was in charge of writing down the names of whoever, you know, makes noise. And when the teacher came back, believe it or not, man, teacher would be like, hey, y'all go get y'all whips outside. So we go out there, you know, get a little tree branches or whatnot. And, yeah, teachers will get, you know, they'll whoop our ass. And then if you're extra bad, like I used to be crazy as a young kid, so the teachers would whoop my ass, and then they would let my dad know, and he'll come to school and whoop my ass at school. Well, I'm telling you, they did that shit here, man. My dad would be in jail, so. Because my mom, you know, she, you know, she, my mom will always be like, hey, with your dad here, with your father gets home, and yo, man, I'm telling you, like, my dad had this diesel car, and I could hear that car from a mile away, man. I'm like, oh, shit, Pops is on his way. But, yeah, man, I don't know, man. What y'all think, man? I think some of these school teachers, man, need to be extra strict. Like, I think the kids don't respect the teachers. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think, you know, the discipline at school kind of made me better. Because, like I say, in high school, elementary, high school, and high school there, they used to discipline us. Teachers, principals, whatever. Yeah. Anybody older than you, they will discipline you. But other than that, yeah, man, you know, I just wish, like I say, I try to bring it up in the PTAs at school, like, yo, some of y'all parents need to discipline y'all kids because y'all badass kids making our kids, you know, turn into bad kids or whatnot. But, yeah, so I believe you should, you know, warn the kid and then tell him afterwards, too, like, yo, what you did was not right, you know what I'm saying? You don't do right, your ass getting ass whooped. But yeah, man, y'all can do y'all thing again, man. In deep show, I appreciate y'all. Little Boy M signing out. Man, I probably forgot about something. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see y'all Sunday, man. We'll play y'all Sunday. So, yeah. Peace.
They had snitches in their classroom?
Hey. Train them up early.
Yeah, there you go.
Let me apologize. I'm sorry. When I was pulling up the feedback, Kmart's name was on top, so I said Kmart, right. But I meant
that's,
Rude Boy.
Yeah, that's what threw me off right there.
So, okay. Do apologize that. That was definitely Rude Boy. So, you know what? But you know what? You know what, Rude Boy? I went to a private elementary school, and they were allowed to tap that ass.
Yes, sir.
Pause. Yes, and not only the teachers, but the janitors. Yes, Slim. They were, man. Janitors used to have this cutting board with the holes in it, like you was getting pledged.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
They were probably waiting. Had a bad day. They were like, wait for one of these kids to come walk past.
That motherfucker come right here. Get that one, George. Get that one.
Right.
I'm telling you, man. So.
That's against the law now, man. You'll get sued.
But see, that's what's wrong, though.
I mean, I'm not saying, you know, some of these kids probably do need to be popped.
Right. And some of these teachers, you know, take that shit a little too far, you know. But shit, man, yeah. But see, you know what, though? Even if some of the parents authorize their teachers to spank their kids or whatever, you know, how can you remember what kid to spank and what kid not to spank?
Separate the classrooms.
What do you mean? That's how they did on Y, though. But you can't do that. You can't segregate them like that.
Right. I don't mean segregate. I mean, if all the kids turned in the permission slips that allowed us to beat you, you in this class.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey.
No.
Hey, that's a good idea. Why not? Why not? I mean, if you really think about it,
not going to come to that. But
I'm just saying, people go too far these days.
Hey,
but see, that's what all you parents is, don't go to back to school. That's what back to school, or as you enroll your child in school, they'll give you a demonstration of how we're going to beat your child.
Exactly.
If this is too much for you, don't sign up for it.
How would the demonstration go?
I mean, they'll get someone to volunteer to get an ass beat.
Okay. Show him a film.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, this is how we beat Lil Timmy last year.
Right.
Beat shit out of him. Timmy does this all the time.
But you know what though? You know what though, real boy? Those bad kids in your class, see, that is a training opportunity that's going by the wayside.
There you go.
Like when you go there, you know, to a school function or go pick up your son and you see some kid acting up, that's when you snatch your kid about the blue and be like, you see that shit? Do that shit here and see what happened to you. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that way it saves you a beating later on down the road.
There you go.
So yeah, don't let those
snatch them up, huh?
Don't let those training missions go past. That's what they're there for. It's an example.
But you know what though? Somebody in our class that would write down all the people that is messing up, they get their ass.
I was gonna say the same thing. You gonna get
beat. They got an ass whipping coming out of school.
Okay.
You better not write.
Boy, you write my name down.
Oh, right.
All right. Look.
3:00. Right. It's going to be me and you. 3:00. I'm with your what ass. She does to me, I'm going to do to you.
Right. Exactly. You see what just happened to him? Mm-hmm. See why he on the ground? Look at 3:00. Mm-hmm. 3:00. I'm with your shit. Hey. Put my name down.
Right.
Put an M down. Just put an M. And I'm going to kick your ass. God damn.
Either way. But that's why. Because you would get sued. So. Mm-hmm. Rude boy.
Absolutely.
So, but I don't know. I'm for all the bad kids that don't want to learn, just want to come to school to disrupt and fuck up shit. Put all of them in the same class, you know? Because you know, hey, all the kids that want to learn and just doing what they supposed to do. Put them
in the... No, okay. Let me.
I say you let them graduate. Okay.
Well, go ahead.
I say all of them start off in the ass whoop class, and you have to earn your way out of it.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By your grades, by discipline. Your attention. Like,
there you go.
Now, it's one thing if you're trying hard and your grades just not good. I mean, you know, you'll be graded on a curve, but
okay.
You're just fucking up, not turning and working shit. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if, like,
all the ass whoopings you can have?
What if Mrs. What if Mrs. Smith, Johnny's mom, saw KK acting up, and she was like, cut that out, pop, pop. And she tapped her, pat, pat. Like, how would you feel about that?
When you say pat, pat, that's like...
Like, she would, like, you know, just... I don't know, what do parents do nowadays? I mean, she ain't gonna go out and get a switch. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, what if she just, like, hit her butt a couple times, or, you know... Because, I mean, you don't want to really, like, hurt somebody's kid. You don't know. But right. What if she saw her doing something she shouldn't be doing? Mm-hmm. And was like, pap, pap, cut that out.
I wouldn't be mad.
Okay.
The little pap, pap? Pap, pap?
Yeah, I'm not saying choke her out like,
argh. Right, so then we got a problem.
Yeah, that's
then
different. I'm not saying grab her up and shake her violently. I'm not saying that. But just a tap. Right. Two taps.
Yeah.
Get her attention. Tell her to stop it.
I wouldn't be mad.
Okay.
But then again, on top of that, I still would want... And that's one thing about Kayla's teachers. They will tell us, like, when we go to pick them up.
I'm not saying a teacher. I say Mrs. Smith, Johnny's mother. It's a kid in class.
Oh, no, we don't. No, no.
He said, no.
I thought you meant one of... No.
No, not a teacher. No.
No. No, 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 no. I can't.
She just saw her doing something she wasn't supposed to be doing.
Well, then again, it would depend on the kind of relationship me and Miss Smith had. Mm-hmm. I mean, if she lived next door, you know, and then we were real tight and, you know, something like that. But if, no. Then again, no.
No. Okay.
No. All right.
What about you? I mean, you got one too. Well, although you got a big one.
Yeah, no, I ain't. Ain't nobody gonna put their hands on her. Nobody's putting their hands on a child. You know, bring them to me. That's what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of those naive parents like, not my child. Da, 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 da.
So if they were outside in the parking lot acting like crazy kids and somebody brought them to the door was like, she was doing X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 blah. You'd be like, oh.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, then, you know. Come on in here. Talk to me. Tell me what happened. As the beatdown gets ready to commence.
Yibbly.
Start doing those gymnastic stretches and shit.
Uh-oh.
right. He's stretching a little bit now.
Yeah, absolutely. You can pull a muscle whooping a kid's ass if you do it right.
I believe.
Yeesh.
I believe.
Serious. Okay.
That's if you whipping ass right. Yeah, it's an art to good ass whooping.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? And part of ass whooping is not just the strike. It's not the actual strike. Mm-hmm. This again, Rude Boy, I'm
going to tell
you
again.
This is a training moment. You know what I'm saying? This is a time to say words that really don't exist and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. And, you know, if you make one eye get bigger than the other and shit, you know, yeah, do all kinds of, motherfucker. I will kabunkle your ass. I mean, you know.
Wait a minute. We're calling kids motherfuckers?
Uh-huh. Your child would be like, this nigga crazy as hell.
That'll do it.
I'm good. I'm going to do my work tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Do an abrupt pullover on the side of the road while you driving one day. You know what I'm saying?
Just stop real hard and her head hit the dashboard. And just be like,
damn.
Be like, hold on. Now that I think about it, your motherfucking teacher called me. What the fuck happened in school today?
All right, take all work.
I did. What? But no, I didn't. Oh, you know what? It might have been my boss. It might not have been the teacher. Okay. That's fine. But that seed is planted. Like, this nigga would have pulled the car over and fucked me up.
How
right
about
there.
That? How about that?
You gotta take these training moments, man.
Oh, man. Or whip him in front of the class.
Oh, ooh, no.
That's a good. What? You ain't never been whipped in front of the class?
No.
Well.
Okay.
Well, even if you don't actually do it.
I wish I could see their
faces. You
can
take them to the precipice and be like, you know what? You know, I told you if you did this, I'm going to whoop your ass in front of the class. Show up in class.
Mm-hmm. No, she didn't.
With that crazy face.
She sat in my class. That was embarrassing enough. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to school with you.
You probably wasn't. You wasn't one of those kids that just.
She did. That's bad, motherfucker.
I was going to say, you ain't know me. You don't know me like that.
Yeah, whatever.
No, I wasn't a bad kid. But I mean,
I could tell you.
I mean, occasionally, of course, you know, like all kids do stuff.
Peer pressure.
They shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
needs a ringleader. She's not a follower.
No, that's what it is.
She made other motherfuckers do bad.
Yeah, shit. And just sit on the corner and watch them get in trouble.
Especially the dude. Yeah, she'll hit him with the. She'll bat the eyes at him. Them niggas was stealing shit out the teacher's desk and shit.
Right, right. Get the answer to the test tomorrow.
No.
Fuck around with Nina if you want to.
No, but
studied.
Nina's professional.
Study what the answers were.
Anyway.
It's the second drawer under the desk or the mouth.
No, I'm silly.
Well, let's get into today's question.
Running short
of time.
You said I thought we were already there.
All right.
What you got?
So this was a question that initially came in for the dating show. But after I read it a couple times, I'm like, I think this is more an IDS question.
Okay.
So the situation was a boyfriend had, a guy had told his girlfriend that he was going to play the lottery using her birthday. And he said that if the number hit, he would propose to her.
Yeah, boy.
And so, you know, of course she was like, oh,
dear
da, 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 da.
Please let 1, 2, 3, 4,
but
5, 6, 7 come out tonight.
It dawned on her, you know how women like to take shit elsewhere where shit don't belong. Okay. But it made her think, well, what happened if you hit one of the other numbers you play? To which he responded, no, nah, that's not in the deal.
He's some trash.
Wow.
So the young lady wants to know, am I wrong for feeling some kind of way about that?
No. You know,
did he hit the goddamn
number? I mean, but I'm saying the lotto is like, what, depending on which one, it could be like 1 in 1 million or 1 in like 30 million. Mm-hmm. And he's basing him proposing to you on a lottery win?
Yeah, that's kind of low.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Well, see, I don't know this situation.
I just heard it just now.
My thing is, my thing is this.
Trash.
It could, baby, how do you know his mind frame is not, you know, if that happens, maybe it's a destiny type thing, so I'm going to do it. As opposed to in real life, I'm not saying I don't like you because obviously, you know, the thought's here, but maybe I want some more time to get to know you type shit.
Well, you should say that and not say, hey, if my lotto number hits.
I also did say that the chick took it someplace where it didn't go. This might have been just a fun little thing he said. To just be like, girl, if your number hit, I'm marrying you right here on the spot.
Uh-huh.
You know, I
goddamn well, blow. That's not the way he did it.
You know how.
How you know?
Can you know, I just can blow shit out of proportion.
People can.
And take a simple, lighthearted gesture or thought, and now deep digger, I mean, you know,
now
deep digger, dig deeper.
I was thinking, I was like, what?
Okay.
Deep digger beat.
You know. Right. And make it something that it's not.
True, but. Uh-huh. This goes, what we always say, Know your audience.
Right.
This is something you probably can't joke about with this person. Because I'm sure, you know, y'all either discussed getting married, or maybe she talked about it to you about getting married. That's, you can't play with that shit.
Yeah, you're right about that. But I'm going to tell you what, though. If I'd have hit that joint off of her birthday.
What does that mean? What does that woo for?
That means, depending on how much it was. I don't know. That might have been a sign. You know what I'm saying? Might have been a sign saying this the one.
Dang, that's what I just said.
You know? Shit, especially about 4-5 million. 4-5 million? I'm going to marry her you know, it's going to be a prenup, but I'm going to marry her.
4 or 5 million is nothing. You'd be out of that by the end of the year if you don't play it right.
Okay. So I thought you said, what the fuck are you buying? Fighter jets?
No. Like, you can buy a fighter jet for 4 or 5 million.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. First of all, I'm talking taxes are coming out, so you're not getting 4 or 5 million.
Okay.
All right, so you walk away with 3 million.
No. 4 or 5, you walking away with maybe 2, maybe 1.5.
If you have 5, you're not getting 50% of it taken.
Maybe 2.
No, not that damn.
Okay,
much.
You coming out with 3 million after taxes.
Okay.
That sounds reasonable.
If you hit 5, it's somewhere around the 3s.
All right.
I think it's trash.
Yeah, I mean, you think it's trash, but if I hit that guy there,
I mean, if you compare it to $1.2 billion jackpots or whatever.
No, not the money. I'm talking about the question, and her asking about him doing it is, to me, is trash.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, no, the money. Come on. Yeah. What the hell?
I was about to say,
I got like $50 in my account. I mean, I get paid. I got to get the payday. I mean, no. Not about the money, people. Y'all should know me better than that. I'm talking about the hypothetical thing. No, I know. I got you. I'm just saying that I think that, you know, like I said, you got to know who you're dealing with. And if that's somebody that really wants to be married, you can't play with somebody like that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. If I hit the lotto, come on, man. That's a destiny thing. That's not destiny just because you hit the lotto.
As someone that has been blindsided by ill-placed feelings and emotion, I could very well see that scenario taking place, where just in a chill moment, y'all chilling, relaxing, watching TV, a little lovey-dovey moment or whatever, and you just be like, girl, I played your number on the lottery. I played your birthday on the lottery. If I hit it, we're married. Exactly. Blah, blah, blah. And it's all lighthearted. Y'all giggling, laughing, blah, blah, blah. Nobody's taking nothing fucking serious. Mm-hmm. But then the next morning you wake up with an attitude. She got an attitude and not speaking to you. Like, what happened? Oh, so clearly that means, you know, I mean, why wouldn't you just marry me without the lotto? Or why wouldn't you marry me on another ticket? Or well, hold on. I didn't even say I wouldn't. But damn, why do you have an attitude about it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Last night it was all...
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how that's Big B curveball, because I'm just going with you just
right. You know how he
I know. That's what I said. I'm going with the curveball.
Boy, from show one, he's fine. You know how he do.
Just because, you know, like I said, what she said was, you know, wasn't like it was the next day or... Well, or whatever, you know.
But that would be wild, though. You know. But even
it'd be cool. But
you know what, though? Even if I didn't marry her, I have to break her off something.
How much would you give her?
Depending on how much I want.
You got your $3 million after taxes.
$3 million. Mm-hmm. I would give her $500,000.
And you would still marry her, or you would not?
No, I'm gone.
Motherfucker.
No, you know what? Then again, but you know what? Let me hold up. I take that back. See, you know how he always throw variables in. Mm-hmm. It depends on how long we were dating. Okay, you know what I'm saying? If I really love her, I could. If I really love her, I mean, you know, we're gonna do it.
Well, I mean, if you really love her, you would do it anyway. So.
I'm just saying, I'm
trying to look at it from her perspective too.
Y'all questioning me about
let that shit go. Let's look at it from
I'm Just saying.
Fuck her perspective. I've got the money.
Oh.
I'm the one that won the money.
Okay.
Okay. I can see you looking at it from her perspective. Okay, but I have $3 million here, right? The check is in my name.
I got you.
What you need to do.
I'll take the $500 and deuce out too. I'll be like, thank you. Boop.
Oh, you ain't going to leave me nothing.
You said you have
She would take the $500,000 that you gave her and leave you.
I'll be gone.
Oh. What about you?
What?
I mean, but I'm saying if we really loved each other.
If you love me, you didn't need to hit the lotto to marry me.
There you go. Back on that. Okay, Brian.
Oh, but it's a big B curveball now. It's starting to make a whole lot of sense, don't it? The more we talk about this.
I'm just saying.
It's more reality.
I'm just saying. You didn't need that money to ask me, but now that you got it and you gave it to me, I'm gonna let you go ahead and finish spending your money. I'm gonna go over here and spend mine.
You gonna go over to $500?
Yeah. Right. I'm out.
I'm
out.
All right.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. How about that?
And go, you know buy what? You another nigga.
And you know, right?
Do Black China?
It would depend. Then again, no, it would. But just to see your face, if I say, I'm all right, what if I just give you $500,000? If you were like, oh, I thought you loved me. And if you go all like that.
You ain't got to worry about that with me.
So you going to roll with the $500,000?
I'm rolling. I'm a Black China. I'm going to find me a young buck. To make him put a tattoo behind his ear.
All right.
And I'm going to ball out.
Okay.
In another country.
Hey, Black China.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
That help for living her life.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Hey.
Oh, God.
I think if I would have got that, if I would have walked away with $3 million, I'd probably do something in terms of what I would give her. I would probably do something creative, like, depending on how it worked out.
Yeah,
like, say if her birthday was, I don't know, January 15th. Uh-huh. I'd probably give her, like, I'd match the numbers up. So I'd probably give her, like, $115,000 and whatever. That'll match her birthday. The numbers match up for her birthday. And get that amount to her or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I said. Depending on the way the numbers worked out. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So. But if it was like one of those big $100 million jackpot joints or whatever.
Oh, you would definitely be straight. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? $500,000? You would definitely get $700,000.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what's up. Again.
If you was happy with five, if you was happy with five, nigga, hey, you seven, nigga. Nah, you be good, though. You know what, though? I don't know, though. You know what? It depends how good that thing was, though.
I can buy some thing.
I don't give a fuck how good.
Right. I'm like, I can buy some thing over there.
I need to know how much stress did you bring to the.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah, there's a lot of. There go the variables again.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm not saying like he doesn't love her. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying to put it on that to me, it just doesn't seem like he wants to marry her anytime soon, if at all.
I'd just say if this was something that was said in a lighthearted moment or whatever, don't make more of the situation to fuck up a potential good relationship over somebody just
dreaming and
what have you.
Sure, mm-hmm. I hear you.
I don't know. Deeps is if you want to chime in on this, and we know you do. How can they reach us, Queen?
You can reach us by hitting us at 202-750-1437, 202-750-1IDS, or at ndeepshow@yahoo.com.
Absolutely.
We welcome the new Deepsters. If you
hello.
Don't be shy.
Hey,
give us a call. Say hello. Record something on your voice message and email it to us.
Yeah, don't be shy.
Or just call us and say, hey.
On your phone, just pull over. Hit that record.
Checking in. All that good shit. Doctor.
Oh, there. You know what? Two fingers to my Redskins, man. All over we lost yesterday, man. Y'all hung in there.
I don't care what nobody say, man. Y'all did what y'all could, man. Let's tighten up on all that shit, though, next week. Man. Next week, next week. Let me see. One finger to, one finger to all these tornadoes and hurricanes and shit, man. I throw some prayers goes out to the families and all those people down in Florida and Miami. Y'all keep your head up, man. And that's it.
Queen of Queen.
Oh, let's see. I would like to do two fingers to all the people who are out there donating and giving, whether it's your time, your pocketbook. Stay strong. If you're a praying person, keep praying. And one finger. Boop, 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 boop. I don't have the energy today to do one finger.
Two fingers to football season being back. It's crazy as the weather has been in the rest of the world. You know, things just really fell in place in the DMV area weather-wise. I mean, the first week of football, the temperatures were nice and fall-like and chilly and, you know, warmed up in the afternoon. I mean, it was perfect. It was picture perfect. Everything was just great. Football's back, y'all. Get us through the weekend. Something to help us throughout the week. We can talk junk and bite our nails on Sunday and all that good stuff. So it's bad. I'm going to say college football. It's just so great. I love college ball. Anyway, so two fingers to all of that good stuff. And
big ups to the Nationals.
Absolutely.
Definitely
clinched the division. And for on that note, congratulations to the Mystics for moving on in the playoffs.
How about that? Queens. You know,
so.
Yes.
DMV is you know, DMV Sports, when you look at it as a whole, it's actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nats are doing well. Caps are doing well.
Yeah, boy.
Mystics is pulling it out. Right. You know, the Redskins over the last few years have been a vast improvement over what it was for the previous 15, 20. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, so big things are happening.
That's right.
And so, yeah. So good job for all that good shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, Queen, I think I'm with you. I don't know if I necessarily have a total one finger.
Sometimes you don't need one.
You know. Okay. So it is what it is. Let's get up out of here. Thank you all for listening and chiming in.
Thank you.
And
go back and listen to other shows. Don't base our show on today.
We
really nothing wrong with today's show. It was all right.
I know. Well, I mean,
it was all right, but you know, kind of a little slow start. Let's come on.
We're not 100% today, so but we still want to be here for you.
Absolutely,
rap to you and all that. People that's been riding out with us for the past 7 years know we have ups and downs.
That's right. That's right.
And all that.
$5.99.
So, till next time. Hope to be better than this time. But then again, that's our goal every week, is to be better than the previous week.
How about it?
No doubt. And when the computers like to work, you know, we like to do things in a timely manner. But no, we are IDS, Army Man Big B, for Queen Nene and the Doc. We're out of here, but before we go, we like to say,
I woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get